Egypt's police harass Christian rights activists and accuse them of insulting Islam. A ministry launches a teaching hospital in Bethlehem. And a Haitian Christian school desperately needs shipping funds for its food program. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians in Egypt are often treated as second-class citizens, denied political representation, and discriminated against. The Middle East Christian Association, or MECCA, is a Christian rights group that speaks out on their behalf. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says they're also now the targets.
The spokesman of MECCA and another man were taken from their Cairo homes at about 4:30 in the morning. They were mistreated. They had personal belongings confiscated. And after being interrogated, they were sentenced to 15 days detention for insulting Islam and ruining the reputation of Egypt. Later that day, their lawyer in Alexandria was also taken to a Cairo prison.
Believers have been feeling the pressure. Just 2 weeks ago, an Egyptian court acquitted two other MECCA activists who had faced charges of defaming Islam. Penner urges prayer.
Pray for those Egyptians like these with the Middle Eastern Christian Association who have the courage to speak up, that they'll continue to do so despite all of the harassment that they're facing. And pray that Egyptian Christians will respond to persecution in a godly fashion.
Meanwhile, Christians, Muslims, and Jews are working together to provide much-needed medical care for the children of the West Bank. Cure International announced plans to open a state-of-the-art medical training center and hospital in Bethlehem. The facility will be the first specialty surgical care available to the area. Founder of Cure International, Scott Harrison, says the hospital is unique in that it brings together three faith groups to build a facility of healing in a volatile region. You're listening to Mission Network News. Scott Collins of Buckner International has been traveling to churches around the U.S. to educate people about the needs in Africa, specifically about Buckner's work in Kenya.
We're finding a lot of people who are gaining an awareness of the needs of children on the continent and are wanting to get involved somehow in their own way with their hands-on ministry to help the kids.
One way to get involved is by going on one of Buckner's many mission trips to Kenya during the year. UNICEF estimates that by 2010, more than 20 million children will be orphaned by AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa. The decline in parents already seems visible upon visiting.
You see what's not there, and that is people who are really middle-aged. Everyone is very young. We're very old.
Relational evangelism has proven effective when working with children abandoned because of AIDS, and Buckner provides follow-up discipleship for children who accept Christ during one of their trips. Next, Bright Hope International needs your help. Children at a partner church school in Haiti are hungry every day, which often brings learning to a standstill. However, the problem isn't a lack of food, says Craig Dyer.
We have enough food right now for an entire container to feed 3,000 kids for the next 3 months. But we don't have the funds to ship it down there and for the distribution cost.
Once the food can be sent, it takes just a few days to reach Haiti. It'll provide one meal at the beginning of the day so that kids can concentrate on learning. But children from kindergarten to high school get more than a nutritious meal at the schools all year round.
They're studying God's Word as well. So in each of the schools, they use the Bible. So it's also an opportunity to share Christ with children that probably don't hear about it in their own homes.
Bright Hope needs $8,000 to get the filled container sent out. With your help, it could easily be in Haiti before Thanksgiving. And Greater Europe Mission personnel are asking others to partner with them in prayer this weekend. They want us to target the people of Germany. Consultation for church planting is scheduled to take place tomorrow in Frankfurt. As GEM continues to focus on opportunities in Europe, they're praying that Germany's evangelical leadership will be able to work hard and prepare the way for a true church planting movement in the country. GEM says they believe that God will continue to open doors for furthering of the gospel message. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.